Do you have a need that's larger than your resources? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm looking at the story of the boy who gave his lunch to Jesus, and with that small lunch, Jesus fed a multitude. You probably don't need to feed a multitude today, but many of you are facing needs that seem just as insurmountable. When the resources are no match for the need, what can you do? Well, notice what the small boy did. He offered his lunch. Now, I have to believe there were some other people with food on them in that crowd, but he was the only one who was willing to do what he could. He had childlike faith, and he simply gave his little, inadequate lunch to Andrew. Now, Andrew's reaction was the same as ours would have been. Oh, thanks a lot, kid. That's nice of you to offer, but how far will these 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish go among so many? But as you know, Jesus was able to take that small, inadequate lunch and turn it into a miracle. Now think, what do you have to offer to Jesus? Maybe it's very small and inadequate, but don't underestimate what it can be when you give it over to the Lord. Another principle we learn from this story is that when we're facing a need greater than our resource, we should do what we can, even if it won't be enough, because Jesus can multiply what we do. Perhaps you've been so discouraged that you haven't done anything. Think right now, what could you do to show Jesus you have faith in his ability to multiply? This boy wasn't ashamed to offer Jesus what he had. He wasn't thinking about how inadequate he was. He was thinking about how adequate Jesus was. No matter how small your contribution may be, if you give it to Jesus and do what you can, he's adequate to take your inadequacies and make it enough. The disciples looked at what they had, saw that it was inadequate, and they gave up. The boy with the lunch looked at what he had, and even though it was inadequate, he was willing to give it to Jesus and trust the results to him. So today, when you look at your resources and you see that they are inadequate, just give them to Jesus and give him permission to do what he pleases with what you have. Maybe you're discouraged because you don't have enough money, or you're facing a health problem, or a relationship is falling apart, or your family's in dire straits. Whatever it is, don't look at your inadequacies today. Look to Jesus. Give him whatever it is you've got, and then wait to see what he can do. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you further principles we can learn from this simple story. I hope you will join me then.